Hello and welcome to the Pop Papa Napcast episode number 72. I am your host TJ Deitch and I record this podcast while my children nap about being a dad and a parent who works from home and tries to keep everything together, which sometimes I don't do so well. I'm not going to bury the lead in any way. I will say right off the bat that the offer that we made on the house last Monday was not accepted, but they came back at us with an offer, a counter offer that wasn't super out of our range. We talked about it. We weren't super happy about the fact that they were kind of nickeling and diming us a tiny bit, but we went for it because, for one thing, since this place's taxes are lower, it's actually going to be a cheaper mortgage payment than that other place that we looked at for a long time that was more in Cornwall. So we're getting a lot more land for less money, and that all works out pretty well, even though we're paying a little bit more kind of right up front. So at this point, we still have the inspection and we've got to get the official loan together and all this stuff, none of which will be a problem because we've been working with a financial guy and our realtor set up the inspection for Wednesday, the day that this goes up, that evening at about 5 o'clock. We're meeting over there to go through all the stuff with that guy. And she says she's got a really great inspector, so it might take a couple hours, but it's best to just get it all looked at and find out what any potential problems might be. Some people, every time we talk to like a lawyer or a realtor or anybody like that, they're like, you're definitely having this place inspected, right? And we're like, yeah. It's something we even did when we moved into this condo, for goodness sake. So it's something we're definitely going to do when making an even bigger investment in a house that we're going to live in for decades. So that's in the works. We also have an appointment to see the financial guy to get all that stuff, you know, in order and on paper. I mean, we got pre-approved, but we need to get the actual bank loan and get all the actual paperwork filled out and take him all the paperwork that he needs. So none of that should be a problem. I've got a lot of stuff on hand already from meeting with the lawyer the first time. We actually did go over and sign papers with our lawyer on Friday, and those were the papers for my parents buying this place, actually. Ooh, looks like Jack's up. I'll be right back. All right, I've got Jack here with me, and he seems a bit docile for the moment, although I cannot make any promises, so I might have to skip over, I might have to pause again and come back after I give him a bottle. But anyway, that is moving along, that paperwork is in the works, and I think at this point, they just need a couple more forms or something, and then we close, the condo board does need to approve the sale, but then we just close on that, and this is all out of our hair, and my parents can move in. My dad is actually moving out here this Sunday. He's done with his training on Friday, heading back home to Michigan, and then he's going to start driving out on Saturday, like evening or afternoon or something, and then getting in Sunday. And I'm going to make like a big dinner for him to come in, because why not? And so that's all really exciting. But I will say that most of last week was not exciting. In fact, it was pretty difficult. I recorded on Monday or Tuesday last week, and I popped back in on Wednesday to say that we hadn't heard anything yet. That was Wednesday morning. Well, I can easily say, with no hyperbole, that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of last week were three of the hardest days that I've ever had as a stay-at-home parent. Jack was just a rage beast, especially Wednesday. Tuesday I thought was pretty bad. Every day I thought was worse than the last. Monday was pretty bad, but still kind of like normal bad for a Monday.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Tuesday was pretty bad, and then Wednesday, like, he just kept screaming, and there's, you know, what's going on? You want food? Okay, be right back. Gotta feed him. Alright, he's eating, so you might hear that in the background, but he should be generally pretty quiet. So anyway, like I was saying, really tough week, every day worse than the last, and Wednesday, you know, I was just kind of at the end of my rope. It can be so hard dealing with a baby this small, because they obviously can't communicate with you, and there's really only three things they ever want: to sleep, or four, sleep, burp, diaper change, and eat. And it's like, if you've done all those things and it's not working, then what do you do? And eventually you really get kind of an idea of what they want and why they're freaking out, but it's tough with him because he's not super descriptive with his cries or whatever. He just is mad and screaming. And my wife tried to say that it might just be colic, and I'm like, colic isn't even a thing. I think I talked about this before. I did a post about it on poppapa.com when Lucy was little, but if colic isn't even a real thing. It's not like it's caused by anything. There's no diagnosis. It's just a thing that we say instead of saying that babies are just pissed off, which is what they are. And I think I said in that same post, like, some days I'm angry too for no real reason. So maybe I have colic, but Wednesday was really rough because he was just screaming incessantly and, like, wasn't taking a bottle, or if he did, he was puking it up a little bit, and just tough. And then Lucy would occasionally get in on the action and just start screaming, because, like, when she doesn't get something right away, she freaks out. So if she's trying to put pants on or a shirt, she gets a little twisted around, it's not like, oh no, can I have some help? It's, wah! So I really want her to understand the concept of, like, the boy who cried wolf, because after a certain point, we're going to stop listening every time she screams bloody murder because it's about something silly. And there was one specific day where I was, like, dealing with him. It was Wednesday, I think. And she's freaking out. And I go, Lucy, stop freaking out about pants. And then, or no, stop screaming about pants. And then she screamed at me, I'm not screaming about pants. And then she later informed me that she was dealing with a shirt. So that was kind of what the first 3 days of last week were like for me. Not good. And then me at the end of my rope, just like trying to do everything I could. Give him this gas medicine that we have, and sometimes that works. Because sometimes he just gets a really tight stomach, and sometimes he just needs to poop. That's what his problem this morning was when he was freaking out so much. But the other problem is that he pukes so much that he doesn't even take the medicine in for very long. And it doesn't seem like he's getting much from his milk, but because it's not in him for very long. And we do actually have two doctor's appointments this week. One with the woman who he sees all the time, every month. And then another with his NICU doctor. They do, like, checkups every few months, I guess. And so we're going to ask them about it. And I guess some babies just puke, and that's just how it is. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're having a problem, it just is something that happens. I hate it because, as the guy without the ability to make milk, it's a pretty hot commodity here during the day. You know, my wife doesn't have much of a problem with it because she can just feed him. But if I'm working off a certain number of bottles in a day, like last week one day, he didn't nap, he kept puking, and I think I might have been light on milk anyway, so I thawed a bottle out, thinking I would need it, and then he wound up taking a 2.5 hour nap after not napping all day, which took him right up to when my wife came home. So that was kind of for naught. Luckily, we were able to use it, and it wasn't a total waste, but, you know, it's hard with these little dudes, especially when they're so pukey like he is, because, oh, there he goes. I've changed his shirt like 3 times today. I've changed my own shirt 3 times too, because he pukes on me. But the puke is nothing compared to the screaming, which is just incessant, never-ending, and uncalmable. Not even a word, but that's kind of how tired I am right now. We're trying to get some new bottles. I went to Kmart when I was waiting for the car to get looked at on Saturday, which is something I'll get to in more detail. We've got these Dr. Brown's bottles that worked really well, but after so much time, the plastic insides weren't doing so hot. And the nipples we wanted to swap out. So I went over and I bought what I thought were 2 plastic bottles of the same size, but they had the same innards as the other ones. And I got them back and they're like twice as long, so they're not the right ones. But those bottles do a pretty good job of kind of limiting the intake of, like, extra air. And I think one of his big problems is too much gas, so we'll see how that works once we get the right ones. Because he'll just drink for a while, and then he'll stop, and then he'll get frustrated like you're about to hear, probably. But, like, he's not actually eating. He's just kind of futzing around with the nipple. So then I give him a pacifier, as I am right now. And he kind of yells at it, and then kind of gets into it. But if it falls out even remotely, then he gets super mad. So it's all a very delicate balance with this child, and I cannot wait until he's a little bit older and less babyish, I guess. That's the best way to put it. But aside from that, I guess he's doing okay. He's getting bigger. We have those 2 doctor's appointments this week, in addition to all the other stuff that we have going on. So it's kind of a big week. We'll see where he's at. We'll see what they say about the spitting up and the rage. Yeah. You want to be heard? But it's, I don't know, I don't know if this is a thing other parents have to deal with. I don't know if it's a dad thing, maybe, or if everybody deals with it, but I've found that there's a weird thing that happens, especially if your baby's super rage-filled like this one, where, like, there are times when they're screaming and you almost just completely shut off to that aspect of what they're doing because you know there's no consoling them. And it's a little disturbing because, you know, this is a little person I love and I, you know, want to see grow up and become a good big thing. And yet when he's having, like, the third screaming fit of the day, sometimes my mind's like, nope, I'm not going to listen to this anymore. But I guess that's better than getting mad, which is what I also do sometimes. I'm like, why are you screaming? But obviously, that's not going to do anything. And I think actually being outwardly angry is, you know, sending out the wrong vibe and probably gets them more upset. So I'm trying really hard to deal with that. I get mad about things that I get mad about very quickly. I don't get mad about that many things. But when I do get mad about something, it's pretty intense and it's pretty right away. And then it goes away pretty quickly also. So it's kind of a weird arc and not a good one for being a parent. Something I'm trying to work on. because there's been times where I've had to, like, get loud with Lucy. And then later on she'll be like, Daddy, I'm sorry you had to yell at me. Which I don't think means I'm sorry I made you angry. It means I'm sorry you yelled at me. I hope you are sorry that you yelled at me. But, you know, I don't like doing that. But, I mean, I'm the one that's here all the time, so sometimes I have to be a little bit strict and loud and try to get her to do what I need her to do, which is oftentimes cleaning up, which is not something she likes to do very often. So that's kind of how the first half of last week went. Thursday, things were lightening up. Actually, on Wednesday, I took both kids to the post office and the library. You know, we still hadn't heard about the house yet. I finished the podcast. I was done with most of my work at that point. And so I decided to go run these errands. I sold a bunch of stuff on eBay that I talked about last week. That all finished up. And so I had the boxes. I got them together. And I actually had Lucy walking behind me. I was carrying Jack in his car seat. And I was balancing these three post office priority boxes on top of each other. And I gotta say, I understand people have a lot going on in their day. I always personally try to open the door for somebody if I see that they need it. And I feel bad if, like, I don't see them coming and I have already walked past or, like, not held the door. And I made eye contact with a woman as I'm, like, guiding Lucy over to the door. She was on the inside of the post office. And I made eye contact. She saw me with three boxes in one hand and a baby in the other. In his car seat, and she did not open the door for me. Now, I know nobody has to do anything like that, but I was like, what? Come on, lady. The smallest little thing you could have done would have been awesome. I still got it, because I'm pretty good at juggling all these little monkeys. I was pretty proud of myself for being able to get all that stuff done. And then we went over to the library, which we hadn't been to in a while. And it worked out pretty well. I had taken a bottle. Jack didn't really eat before we left, so I made kind of an impromptu freezer bag because I couldn't find the normal one. And we went, and basically as soon as we got inside, he was starting to fuss, so I popped him out and gave him his bottle. Lucy got to run around, and it all worked out pretty well. Came back, and then after that, Jack started having his afternoon freakout, which was of epic proportions. So yeah, that day might have been kind of bad overall, or at least half bad, but I did have my first real outing with them. I mean, I've taken them to the house for the second visit on last Monday, and I've taken them to the doctor, and I'm taking them to the doctor again, but this was the first, like, outing that wasn't for medical purposes, and it went pretty well. And then Thursday, we found out about the house stuff. And I was in better spirits, and I'm sure that has some effect on the kids as well. Everybody seemed to be doing better. Friday, I got a bunch of stuff done that I needed done for work. Kind of finished up about halfway through the day and was able to just kind of relax. They took naps. I got to watch a movie and just kind of hang out. And it was pretty great. That was the day we went and signed the paperwork with our lawyer. And then we came back and had some dinner here. Saturday, M took Lucy to her ballet class, and I stayed home with Jack, and I couldn't resist. I packed up some stuff. I got, like, this box of toys from Hasbro, and I kind of had emptied that out, but I kept the box around because I figured we would be moving soon, even if that place that we're hopefully going to have, if everything goes well. Even if that didn't work out, I knew we were hopefully going to be moving soon anyway. So I kept it, and we had this DVD holder in the corner. It's like one of those three-shelf things, and I've been putting TV seasons on there mostly, plus some other random stuff that I haven't seen yet or have borrowed or whatever. And I packed about half of that up, and I dismantled the actual shelf, and that's going to be a little bit of our staging corner for packing. The problem that we are going to have until we actually have access to the house is that we have a ton of stuff and nowhere to put it once it's packed. So I think we're going to have to do things a little bit piecemeal. Maybe once we get the keys, we can start taking some things over and maybe some of the bigger furniture pieces. Oh my. And maybe some of the bigger furniture pieces that aren't necessary, like these big shelves that we have in our living room, and some of the stuff in the bedrooms maybe. But I am really looking forward to it. I just keep looking at everything in this house now like a puzzle. Like, I can put that in there and this over there. And I want to be pretty organized about packing up. I want to put, like, all the stuff that's going in my office in boxes that will only be in my office, and, like, kitchen stuff in their own boxes, stuff like that, just to keep it really easy once we do get in. And we both have talked about wanting to kind of clear out as we go before we move so that we're not taking a bunch of junk over there that we're then just going to get rid of. So we'll see. I mean, we do a pretty good job, I think, of like cleaning out our closets and our bookshelves and things like that for donations. But it's something that we're obviously going to go into overdrive on. So that was Saturday morning. Em and Lucy came home. We all hopped in the car and went over and got haircuts, which were very much needed. My head felt like it had like a ski cap on it all all month, basically. My hair is very thick and it grows pretty quickly, and it just gets poofier. It doesn't really get longer, so it is kind of like wearing a hat, and I don't like that because I'm a very sweaty individual anyway. After that, we came back, and I took Em's car over to Mavis because on Friday she had started hearing some like screeching with her brakes and figured it was brake pads. I took it over there because she set up like an appointment online for 3 o'clock, and I got there, and you know, I talked to the guy, and he's like, okay, it's that one, yeah, okay, I'll give you a call when, you know, when we know what's going on. So I ran over, I walked over to Target, it's in kind of the same plaza, and I got those bottles that I mentioned that were the wrong ones. And I came back, and I was sitting down, and the car was still in the lot, it hadn't been taken in yet. And I'm sitting, I'm reading a book, on my Kindle called, like, The Devil in the Kitchen by Marco White. It feels kind of like a British Anthony Bourdain kind of a thing, which is cool. I loved Anthony Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential and Medium Raw, so it's a book that's very interesting to me. I find that lifestyle fascinating, but not one that I would ever want for myself. So I was reading a little bit of that, and they have a TV there, so I was watching, like, The Scorpion King or whatever. And the guy came up to me, he's like, hey, I'm sorry, it was like 4 o'clock, we haven't gotten it in yet because there is, all the bays are full, basically. They needed to get some cars out before they could bring mine in. And then they didn't get it in until, like, 4:45, and they closed at 5. And the guy's looking at it, and apparently they only had whatever they needed for the front and not the back. Basically, all the brake pads and something else needed to be replaced. I'm terrible with cars and the receipts in the car, so I don't remember exactly what it is. So basically, I waited around for 2 hours for nothing. And I hate wasting time like that. I don't like waiting in lines. I mean, it was nice to have some quiet time to read or whatever, but I could have also, like, done a million other things. Or, heck, we probably could have dropped that car off as soon as they opened that day and used Em's car all day, my car all day, which we did anyway. And it would have been done a lot faster. Or at least we would have known what was going on and I didn't have to wait around. And of course, like, as they're pulling the car in, I'm like, duh, there's like a cut through to the train tracks that run behind our building, and I could have been home in like 10 minutes. So once the guy tells me that it's not happening today, they'll do it tomorrow, I go, okay, fine, and I start walking, and I go around the grocery store, and it's the wrong way, so I go back around. I've never actually done the walk from there. I've done it coming in that direction, but not going from that direction. And so I'm walking, I go down the thing, and It's a little bit of a ways, not a big deal. I don't do much exercise, but I'm not like an invalid yet, so I was doing okay. And I turn a corner and I go around, and I remember there being this path between like two sets of houses that the kids must have used, because you'd always find like old Bic lighters and cigarette packs back there. And I discovered this. What is wrong? And I'd actually discovered this path back when I would walk to our old mechanic. I popped out over there, and I was like, oh, cool. And then I went back in, and I found the actual mechanic. So there's supposed to be this path. It's not there anymore. I'm wearing, like, khaki shorts and boat shoes, so I didn't want to go traipsing through in case there were, like, massive pricker bushes or thorns or anything like that. So I went back around, and I climbed up a hill, and I got on the train tracks. And as soon as I got up there, I looked down the train tracks in the direction that I'm going, and I see that there is a man down there. Now, it's pretty far away, and I can't see much about him. But I do notice that he stops and turns around and stares back at me for a while. They're decommissioned or whatever. Nobody uses them anymore. But I'm like, oh, God. And so I got to a certain point, and I thought I could go up another hill and get to our condo unit. But that turned out to not be where I thought it was. I wasn't close enough, so I had to come back down. And as I came back down, I realized I was even closer to this guy. And as I got closer and closer, he stopped and went off to the side and started fumbling through his backpack. And I barely glanced at him. I did not want to make eye contact. Did not want him to know that I knew what he looked like, just in case he was a crazy murderer or anything like that. And I saw he was, like, drinking a Bud Light while he was walking, which is no big deal. And I frankly would have enjoyed having one of my own at that point after turning around so many times. But I finally got past him, and I said, hey, how's it going? Which, I don't know why I did that, and I just walked by. And the whole time after that, I was kind of like, I was walking with my head down anyway. For one thing, I kind of do that, and for another, the train tracks are super uneven. So I always try to keep my eyes on where I'm walking and what I might be stepping on. But I gotta say, I half expected to hear, like, a very loud crack from a gun of some sort, or hear something whiz past me or smash into my head, because I just did not know what was going on. He did have kind of a crazy man look to him, but I could not describe him in a lineup if I had to, so who knows. But I was scared, definitely, and I got back into our lot, and I was kind of cutting through, and by the time I got to the front of our place, I looked and saw that our buddy John had brought over a bunch of boxes. He works in a retail store, and I'd asked him if he had any. I was like, oh, do you have, like, he asked me how many I wanted. I said 5 or 6. He goes, we've got a few more than that if you want any. I was like, yeah, sure. And so we actually have, like, an awesome supply of boxes now that I really wish I could fill up, but I just haven't been able to yet. But I'm excited to get started on that. And so, John, I'm sure you're listening at some point. Thank you again for that. Sunday was a little bit more relaxed. We did finally get word that the car was set, so M drove over with me and the kids, and I jumped out. I got the car and paid for it. And then I ran a couple quick errands. We needed, like, vitamins, and we needed to go to the cat food store. And since I was out and about on my own, I grabbed the groceries for the week. I'd come up with a menu. And so I got all that stuff done. We came back and, you know, had just a little bit of an evening to hang out. I made some Greek burgers with, like, chicken and feta, and that turned out pretty good. We had that for dinner, and then after that, we headed over to the park in Cornwall, and I had another one of those days where Lucy was, like, trying to run after these older girls, and unfortunately, they wanted nothing to do with her, and so they were kind of, like, avoiding her, and I felt bad for her about that, and we tried to be like, look, they don't want to play with you. You just got to accept that. It's not everybody wants to play. And so she wasn't really thrilled about that, and she's kind of bummed out. So now she's starting to understand that that's, like, a thing that can happen. But she doesn't assume it's a thing that can happen, which is still kind of beautiful. Then we went over on the swings for a little while, and I was pushing her, and she's like, Daddy, let's play basketball. And recently I got some needles for, you know, like a hand pump for basketballs and footballs and that kind of thing. Because it's been sitting in my car, my basketball's super flat, and I don't really use it that often. But I figured I would get them and fill it up. because she and I found a random basketball sitting around one time, a couple times back when we went to the park, and she had fun with it. So I was like, Daddy has a basketball. We can play. So the four of us all went over there and kind of shot around a little bit. I actually want to get a basketball hoop for the house, just one of those portable jobbies. And I don't need a new one or anything like that. I'm fine with getting one from, like, Craigslist or something along those lines, or, like, a flea market or a yard sale or whatever. But this driveway that this place has is super long, and it ends kind of in the backyard, so there's plenty of space to put one right there. And I just like shooting around. I mean, I played in grade school, and then I quit. And we would play in gym with a bunch of my friends, because that's just... The gym teacher was super lazy. He'd just be like, okay, play basketball. And so we'd all kind of break up and into little squads. And, like, the really good kids would have the actual half court, and then we would be on one of the side courts. But my buddy Charlie and I always called that scrub basketball, but we had fun with it. So I'm not, like, good, and I haven't actually played basketball in so long, I can't remember. But it's fun. I like shooting around. And I bought that ball a couple years ago thinking that our condo complex had a basketball hoop, which it wound up actually not. There used to be one years ago, but it's not there anymore. So we did that and then came home and put the kids to sleep, and that's pretty much the week we had. And as you can hear, Jack is becoming a rage monster again. He doesn't want his binky, he doesn't want his bottle, and he just wants to be mad, I think. So I'm gonna sign off. Alright, the binky worked. For now. Anyway, I'm going to sign off. My name is TJ Deitch. You can find the show notes for this episode of the Pop Pop and Napcast over on poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. I also caught up on my photo diary, so two will be going up every single day this week, which will get us to Sunday, and then I'll hopefully be able to stay on track for next week. Sorry about the delay in that. I was delayed on pretty much all my blog efforts. United Monkey, that's monkee.com, had just a few posts last week. That's my pop culture blog where I write about movies and music and TV and comics and all that kind of stuff. And then my recipe and food blog, monkeyingaroundthekitchennospaces.com, will have a couple new posts this week, I hope. And I am on Twitter at Papa Deitch. That's P-O-P-P-A-D-I-E-T-S-C-H. All right, gang. Have a good one.